We are middle of Hilchos Shabbos, middle of Siman Shin Nun Hey, the halachas of Gezuzra and the Beis HaKiseh, which we are now starting the halachas of Beis HaKiseh. This is on Daf Rishayin Amid Aleph, Siv Beis, which be the Nishmas by the Obi Mish'an, which was of Halevi of Hashon, on the Zerot set. Siv Mechab Siv Beis, Beis HaKiseh Shal Pnei Amayim, a lavatory that's on the surface of the water. Muta Ali De Mechitza Tiluya. So, something like we were talking about the Gezuzra, which was drawing water through this porch. Now we talk about a bathroom that's on the surface of the water. You're allowed to, it's permitted through a hanging partition. As long as it was made to permit. But if the walls were made just for the discreteness of the lavatory itself, that's not effective. If a board or a rod that was less than 3 tefachim was made, that the excrement should fall on it as a contingent base, before it falls into the water. In the Torah of Mechitzas, then it doesn't need partitions. Now, but the Koich of the Carmelis, then it's just his force in the Carmelis, which is what the water is, for sure, in the permitted, but then something is in base, Akisa Azakach. If the bathroom is made like this, Shatayin the Fellas, Atsida Koisel, that the excrement falls on the walls of the on the sides of the wall, the Avkach Miskagel is when they fell some of the Carmelis, and then it rolls and it falls down, lower down to the Carmelis. That same thing is okay. Now, the Nishba Hadaf B'Shabbos, if the board breaks on Shabbos, Mutter is permitted B'Shem to cover the bias, because it's how great is the dignity of people that they need a place where to relieve themselves. So, Mishmur Sibkot and Chaval. So, he said a bathroom that's made. That Sha'al Pnei HaMayim, that's on the face of the water. I know that is. Shasamach Liyam Alanar, that's close to the ocean or to the river. So he says, permitted Sibkot and Chabez, Adi Mechitzit Luya, by a hanging partition. Shekvoya Sartvacham, that's 10 Tvacham high. Av She'ena Magayas Lamayim, meaning even though it doesn't reach the water, but Kana, like we said, as long as Sibkot and Chav Gimel Asu Lahat, that was made to permit, they punish on Beshabbos to relieve yourself on there on Shabbos. Kukunche Asen Lamato, like it should be made lower down. Sabbat Latzad Amayim, around to the side of the water, the Mashnas Lamal, because what's made higher up, let's say, is made to be discreet, and that's not effective. It has to be done to permit it for this purpose. And the Mechabit said further, Sivkot and Chavdal, that if you make a daf, a board or a reed that's less than three tevachim, that the excrement should fall on before it falls to the water, then we said it doesn't need Mechitzis, because that's koichi b'karmelis. Hain that is shempochim shleisha samach lenekiv. There less than 3 tefachim close to the hole. That would love it, which is like it's connected. But v'chay rishus yachad, and therefore it's the whole rishus yachad. Who kish rishus yachad? Which like rishus yachad? But if rishus yachad rishus yachad, so it's falling from rishus yachad to rishus yachad. Now v'avgav shenayv mishamach zelamata do karmelis. Even though ultimately it falls down later down to the ocean, to the water, which is the karmelis koichi b'karmelis. Like as we previously said that. When it's just a koyach by karmelis, that they weren't grazing. And the same thing said Mechabe, if the bathroom was made like this, that the waste matter falls on the sides of the wall, and then it rolls down to lower down the karmelis. The same thing, it's going to be koyach by karmelis, which is permitted. Sivkon chafei. Now, if nishbra daf b'shabbos, if the board breaks on Shabbos, then we said it's permitted because God will cover the beast. It's limited what it means to say nishbra b'shabbos gufa, that it breaks on Shabbos itself. Shef shlasakni, they cannot fix it. Lekach mutli punisham leis Shabbos. And therefore, it's permitted to relieve oneself over there for that Shabbos, under the circumstance. Siv Gimel. And basically, he's a boy that chutz l'chem is a year. If a bathroom sticks out of the wall of the city, and the waste matter falls into the dish that's around the city, shesh bo yesem b'sesayim shu karmelis, which has more than the area of b'sesayim that's a karmelis, in the mutter al dem chitzli, that's not permitted through a hanging partition. Shleitir oisem b'mayim, because they didn't have this permissibility, as we spoke about in PVC, from only by water. But they dav, sorry, but through a board, that's permitted. The koich hashor b'kol karmelis, again, because then it's koich hay, and that's permitted by all karmelis. Hagash says Ramav Yeshem, some say, dem b'sesayim kisla malam ha'asara, if the bathroom is above 10 tefachim, shor b'cholin, that's permitted in all situations. Al mitzvah mishos yoch le karmelis, because he's carrying it from mishos yoch, the karmelis derech mokam tura through an exempt area, because above 10 tefachim. Some disagree. Some say the if there was waste matter from before Shabbos, Shabbos Chalim is permitted in all situations. So I'd say you have a makom tur because the waste matter is a makom tur. Because people don't usually step where waste matter is. That's the Mordechai Perikazark. Finally, some Shabbos hey, the Yeshchalkim some disagree. They hold the a makom tur b'karmelis. There's no makom tur at all in the karmelis. But very much about some Shabbos hey, the a makom tur b'shusayachid. Because the Emun agrees, there's no makom tur in the shusayachid. You have a bathroom between two homes. Us the punishment, I mean, I'll relieve yourself over there. It did not make air together. Didn't make any remedy before Shabbos. Commission is probably said base, like we explained, said base. The Ashari, then it's permitted. It's just like a quarter that there's no air. Because come on, like we see later in Simchat Zayin. Finally, come in Simchat Zayin. Vav Sevdal. That's Das Asmai. Chazit Davar could kill this all initially, but the Eved after the fact, Shachav LeIrvu, they forgot. They didn't make an air. Mutan permitted the Godlik of Rabbis. How great is the dignity of people to go to the bathroom? As the greatest Marichin Das Asmai. Okay, so those who go on boats, Nogu, Lasa, Sarkhem, and Mashayt Layam, the custom is to make from the ore to the ocean. It's not 10 Fahamai, although it's 4 Fahamai, in the other Kamas, on the Kamas, and wait to become the Kamas, that's the same thing, and therefore that's going to be permitted.
It says Mishbura Sif Katan Chavav. So he said, if the bathroom is sticking out beyond the wall of the city, and you have the excrement falling into the ditch that's around the city, that's more than Beis Asayim. Sivkan Chavav, she kamlas for Chikamla, Trustlam would mean to say a Shavshachafir Mukas Ratzvachim, even though the ditch is 10 Tvachim D, Kivan Shimazak is Yasmin Bissam, since it contains more than an area of two saw, Lahuk for the Ladir wasn't surrounded for residential purposes, didn't Kamlas La has a halacha of Kamlas on it, then to come down, might see Mishasayach, the Kamlas comes out that he's carrying out from Mishasayach to a Kamlas. Sivkan Chavzain, so Ain the Mutter, Tuchulu, it's not permitted through a Machitza Tluya, because the permissibility was only by water. You have to have that the partition reach all the way into the ground. Sivkan Chavzain, but through a board, or a reed, then it's going to be permitted because that's kaychay, which is permitted by the whole karmelis. Or that the excrement falls on the walls of the sides of the wall, and then it rolls and falls onto the ditch. Because, like we mentioned before, Sivkan Chavtas. The Ramah said, some say that if the bathroom is lamala ma'asara, above 10 tfachim mikarkos ha'chafira, from the ground of the ditch, then it's permitted in all situations. But the reason is, the avala lamala ma'asara becomes because the airspace above 10 tfachim mikarkos makam tur is an exempt area. Nimzu comes like Kishra Nifna, when he relieves himself, Mitzim Mishas Yachad, it's going from a private domain like karmelis to a karmelis derech makam tur, through an exempt area. The Shara Tzinez Chafav said, because since there's air from the ground of the pit until the lavatory, a little bit more than 10 tefachim, comes out, it's first reaching the airspace of a makam tur. Sivkan Lamed. And the Ramah said, Ma'ayin la'el, simashim involved v'chulu, that some disagree. Haini, that is, b'siv sif alf, at the end of sif alf, yesh oisim lohitzi mishasech le'kamlis, that some say it's forbidden to carry out from mishasech le'kamlis, afil derech makam tur, even through an exempt area. Look at the Rabbi Nagun that he's lengthy regarding this. But he holds Tafi name of the Mishra's Rabban. Even can say that by rabbinic domains, derech makam tur mutter through an exempt area is permitted. And the Tafi that specifically with nach be'emtal makam tur, that specifically if it lands in the middle on the exempt area. Avoloi, but aloi nach, but not when it doesn't land. Vachalo haloi loi nach be'emtal. And here it doesn't rest in the middle. Okay, ain't it similarly mafak like a base mayor? Gamkin liyashem im harishan. That's how the base mayor is also picking. Picks on the first Yeshayim. My Mesifer, look at his Sefer, B'Sim Hashem Avav, V'Chim Makam Makamis, V'Chim Hashem Avav, V'Chim Hashem Avav, V'Chim Hashem Avav, V'Chim Hashem Avav, Taita Gam Kekit Asa Gra Anal, Yosol Zik Devil Nagoyen that we mentioned, V'Tom Al Tasi Yeshayim Arishan, and therefore he wonders on the first Yeshayim. Sivkot Lamed Alav. Some say that if there was over there Tzayim, Ebo Eidoim, excrement from before Shabbos, and it's permitted in all situations. Amari Tzom Hashem Avav, that Mamash Al Tzayim, that is relieving himself literally on the excrement, even though it falls afterwards from the side, which the caramel is, sure, it's permitted. Sivkan Lamed Beis, because Atzaya have a makam tur. The actual excrement itself is a makam tur because people don't step on that. The Mustama in Rechav Arba, we could presume that it's not 4 tefachim wide. But after Mamel Kamel on the low, in general, we hold the pachas Mishlash tefachim Gavu without a height of 3 tefachim. But the Gavu, that's secondary to the domain that it's in. Now, but Atzaya Mustama in the Gavu Shlash tefachim. Presumably that the excrement itself is not 3 tefachim high. Shaniacha, here it's different, because the Tzayish of Vesekise, the excrement in the bathroom, of Adul Yidus L'Ram, people are definitely not stepping on. But again, in the bottle or Shosh, but see that if it's not nullified to the domain that's on its side, Vav B'makam Turin, it is considered as an exempt area. Sivkan Lamed Gimel, the Ramah said, look in Simshon Umhei, that some disagree, and they hold that there's no Makam Tur by a Kabbalist. Sivkan Lamed Gimel, Lofima Bahulu, according to what was explained, Simshon Umhei, there's no Makam Tur in Shosiyachar, according to everyone. So he talks about a case of a bathroom that's between two homes, that one's not allowed to leave over there if you don't make Erev together. Now, Kamas Chalam Rolabah Dinach, that's what Mishabur says, Hidr Most Tats explain a different halacha. This basic case regarding a bathroom, Shahi Shaykh Mokoy Machafiro, that the place of the ditch belonged that shetachter that's beneath it l'shnei anashim to both people. Lo ever benim, and they did not make an error between them. But come on, that's what he's saying. The kan l'shaycha hetash, because metchila here doesn't apply the permissibility he wrote in the beginning. That's why you have a makom tor that the excrement is an exempt area. Kim the rishoy is ba'asman rishos ayachadim, because since the domains themselves are a private domain, a makom tor b'shos ayachad, there's no, you don't have a makom tor in rishos ayachad. So sivkat lamadal. So also the punishment, the Nala relieved themselves over there. They didn't make an erev together, and they didn't remedy it from before Shabbos. Mary so much a mokayim moishuv beisakisa, that the place of where the seed of the bathroom hayishayich lechalech levadim belonged to each one independently. Kiyoyim mechitzim of six benim, because there was a partition separated between them. Elisha chafir shaltechtel hayishayich l'shneim. It's just that the pit beneath belonged to both of them. Lekach also that's why it's forbidden. The meitzim meshusel lekarkas shutafim, because he's taking it out from his domain to the property of to the ground of the partners. Dimgam mokayim moishuv shaykh lashutim, because if the place of the seat also belonged to the partners, say in you're not taking out from one domain to another domain, staying in this shared area. Mutter is permitted. Yes, bismeh, you should be gvege, I ain't shamuk over there. Sibukalam al hey. But if not, the case Ram, the way Ramah is saying it, then it's forbidden commission is passive base. Kind of that is that you have to do a tick in the remedy of the daf, a board, a kano, a reed. I will take in the mechitzat liya, but the remedy of a hangy partition, in my lacha, that doesn't have a until it goes all the way down to the bottom. Sivkot and Lamed Vav, because it's like a chotza that you don't have an erev. Come on, like we see later on, submission nun zayin siv gimel b'hagah. The shamavur that there it's brought the bechotza shein modev is a quarter that doesn't have an erev. The kolamam muta koychei. There, everyone agrees that koychei is going to be permitted. Meaning, if you made a tikkun b'bayit yoyim, and more of a shudra mother is all like a tchila. But the Yevet, Siv Kalam and Zayin, Shashach Bala Erev, they forgot, they did not make an Erev, or Shalahayla Be'ef Shalasa Tekin Aniska, Siv Dechayim, or they weren't able to make the remedy that we mentioned. So then, it's permitted because Siv Kalam Chav Gimel, Siv Kalam and Ches, the Gol Kabar Abiyas. How great is the dignity of a human? Shetir Chacham, the Chacham, the sage is permitted, but Mokam Shem Lai Yisrael, where there's no biblical prohibition to relieve oneself. Siv Kalam and Ches, regarding those who travel on boats, that their custom is that they relieve themselves, Minam Ashaytul Yam. From the oar to the sea, but I'm going to spin the yam. But from the boat straight to the sea, but late taking the niska with sabez without the remedy we mentioned sabez, loy that's not an option. Don't make him the shus hayachid because you're taking from a private domain, la yam to the ocean shu kamlas which are kamlas. The mef shalay now if he has no other option, then the azizib whatever the reason is, l'mekayin yas tzrach b'svina unless he would leave himself on the boat. Then mutan then again it's permitted the because the girl the kabbalah is how great is the dignity of a human being. This from Nali Rabba. Be'alachem. The Ramaschal by the command Sim Shinayin Vav Siv Dalad, that's what Ram was Mitzayin, Das Asma. What he means to say is that there it's also brought in the Shulchanach to say it's forbidden, which you come and take school from the opinion of the Rimi Kinon that's brought within Mesir that permits regarding this case, meaning regarding the bathroom between the two courtyards. But however, in the same base may it comes to Lalacha like the opinion of the Rimi Kinon if it's known that it's 3 Tvachim high and it's not 4 Tvachim high. Look over there. Some of the deer shoes, dirshu number 21, in the tzura of a bathroom that's discussed in this sif and in sif gimel, Chaznish writes that it had a bottom, and the bottom had a hole, but if it doesn't have a bottom, just has a board to sit on, and this board is three tefachim away from the walls, and it's also, the breech part is more than the closed part, in such a situation, you're allowed to relieve yourself over there, even if you didn't make walls at all, because since also, within the walls is a karmelis. If that's the case, he's taking it from a karmelis to karmelis. And this, that you see in his words, that if it's oimim meruba laparetz, it's considered shos yachad, that's even if the board was four tefachim away from the walls, look over there in his words, that he's not sure if oimim meruba by the karkois, when it's not whole, would that help to complete through the oimim meruba by the direction of the mechitzas. Issue number 22. Later on, the submission on Zion, Mishmur brings the Ramah brings that there are those who say that they were goes on Kleicha Bekamalas that's within the city because you might come to permit Kleicha also in Rishos Ram. Mishmur is not Mitzayin if this, according to the Shita, would be Aser also over here. Shulchanach Rav writes that according to the Shita, even if you make a board, one should not permit only a Kamalas that's out of the city. But the Chazanish writes that here you could permit even according to that Shita because since it doesn't bother him that the excrement remains on the board and that it doesn't fall into the water, compares this to the word of Shulchan Aruch later on there over there in Sif Aleph and Shulchan Zayin, that it's permitted to pour a lot of wastewater into his courtyard that there's no dalaramis in the winter, because since the one who's pouring it out does not intend for it to go outside, it doesn't bother him if the water remains in the courtyard. Edition number 26. This is what we find in Shulchan Aruch later on, Siman Shinayin Beis, Sib Yud, regarding a wall that's between two courtyards that's not 4 tefachim wide, that the area on top is considered makom tur even when it's standing within Rosh Hashanah. The Magen Avraham answers that the wall is coming to separate between the domains. Machzor Shekel explains that the reason why there's no makom tur in Rosh Hashanah is because it's bottled to Rosh Hashanah that's on its side. But the wall that between two chatzeres is coming to separate between them, so that can't be bottled to the chatzeres. Chaz Nesh explains that if the makom tur is differentiated in its utility from the domains that's around it, like by a wall, that around it there are specific domains, and it functions for the two courtyards, so then it has the leniency of makom tur. Because since regarding the rishus of a yachid, it's considered as a rishus that's joined rabbinically, like rishus haram, and since the wall is not four tefachim wide, it did not give it the halacha of rishus haram. But a tzaya that's placed in a place which belongs to both of them, and this place functions for all the rishus that's all around it, has the halacha of that place, like the halacha of the rishus that's around it. Pinnabes Meir is that called Togan Rabban Kinderai, so Togan, whatever they made was like biblical halacha. And this Isser of the domain of the two Rishuyas, Chumun Amachad, is only in a place that has Dalat Fach. Now, in practice, regarding Makam Tur and Rishus Yachad, that's opposite the opening that's between a house and an apartment building to the stairwell, so that we discussed in Shimon Vav Sevkar and Chavchast. Dishra number 27. Shulchan Aruch paskins later on Shinayin Vav and Shpruva there regarding a bathroom that's between two homes. The Sharatzin over there explains Nemech Lishu Vega and the Shulchan Aruch over here that it's forbidden to carry out from his rishos to a shared rishos. Now, even though the Shulchan Aruch paskins later on Siman Shinayin Beis that kelim that were shavus that they started off Shabbos in the chatzer, so you're allowed to carry out from chatzel chatzer. However, it's forbidden to carry out the tzaya from a place of where the person is sitting to the chatzel shotim, because since for the bathroom that's near the house has halacha of a bias. However, the Pinchas Nishes that also bathroom in the house has halacha like a chatzer and like the base of tevin, the base of etzim. For this reason, the chazanish remains with this halacha with tzarich and gadol. Okay, so with this machlekes is what we write in Shin, we discuss in Shin Samach Lev Sefkon Beis and Shin Ein Beis Sefkon Alf. Morgan Rambam over there writes that the reason why it's forbidden to relieve oneself is because the excrement has halacha like Kalim Shashabas Bebayis. Did not take it out from Chatzah to Chatzah Beis. Meir disagrees on him, and he writes that you don't have on the Tzai halacha of Kli Bayis, and that's also been Chaznish, that the Tzai does not have halacha of Kli Bayis of utensils of the house until it comes out of the body, and permitted to relieve oneself in the bathroom in the Chatzah, even if the Tzai falls in the place that's Rishas Hashutim. Shartzin over there writes in the name of Chadush Bikavega that the words of Morgan Rambam were said only by a bathroom that's between two courtyards, but in a way that's talking about the Shulchan Aruch over there, that the bathroom is between two homes, it's forbidden even if you don't consider the Tzaya as Kelim Shashavas Bais, like we said, that it's forbidden to take out from his Rishos to Rishos HaShutvan. The Rajman of Avodah Zarah Kodesh writes that from the bathroom that's near a chatzer of his friend, he'll let urinate into his friend's courtyard, because the bathroom does not have a lacha like a Bais, rather has a lacha like a Chsadra Merpesed, which is one Rishos with the Chatzeres.